Thank you for the introduction. Good morning, everyone. My name is Michael Richard, and I'm going to present to you some first-year data of a study that is going to be incorporated as part of my doctoral research, looking at some alternative methods of establishing native warm season grasses in golf courses, which will also range into different sectors of the green industry in terms of restoration. As many of you know, the benefits of using warm season grasses versus a non-native in terms of drought stress and decreased inputs. And I believe that because of these benefits, we could see more use in golf courses, the use of native grass systems as we have a push to become more sustainable in our efforts in maintaining golf courses. But these systems do have their challenges, specifically early establishment from seed. It's known that these native grasses are sporadic germinators, so that gives us a decrease in stand. And often, what does establish what often germinates is slow to establish. It's not uncommon that within the first year or two, these grasses put most of their effort into getting a better root system and have minimal vegetative growth. So often what we see is weed control issues within these systems. We have problems with things like crabgrass and goosegrass and even some invasive species like in Mississippi cogengrass and popcorn tree. So with this study, we wanted to specifically look at the use of indazaflam as a standalone product as well as in combination with some non-selective herbicides for safety within native warm season grasses. What we know of indazaflam, which is labeled as spectacle within the turf sector, it is a pre-emerge herbicide with some post control of broadleaf and grass weeds. One thing that I think that is of key interest within indazaflam is it has a longer residual within the soil. It's been known to have up to greater than a 150-day half-life, which can provide us an extended window of weed control maintenance, which may be of interest with these grasses. If we can extend that window and allow these grasses to establish themselves and eventually not have these weed problems. And also, we're all fighting the problems with herbicide resistance, and this is a different mode of action that we can use within these golf course systems to effectively manage weed control. So in this study, we looked at two different native warm season grasses at two different sites. The first site was a wiregrass site at the Preserve Golf Club in Van Cleve, Mississippi. This is in the coastal region of Mississippi. The coastal areas of the south and east is where we predominantly find wiregrass. And wiregrass is a grass that's used in golf courses, probably most notably known in Pinehurst in their recent renovation. And the second study we looked at was Indian grass, which was right off the campus in Starkville, Mississippi. Indian grass is not as widely known use in golf courses, but it is a staple native warm season grass. And this Indian grass site was a former breeding plot. So this experiment was set up in January of this year. It was a randomized complete block design with four replications. Experimental unit was 5 foot by 10 foot. The foliar applied applications were done with a CO2 backpack with a four nozzle hand wand applied at 32 gallons per acre. And the granular treatment was evenly shaken across the entire 100% cover across the experimental unit. And we applied these treatments at three different timings. We applied at dormancy, spring transition, and during the summer. And these plots were not irrigated. And as you can see, the treatments included a non-treated check. We had an indazaflam as a standalone product, which will be in the grass you'll see labeled as SF. We had indazaflam in combination with glyphosate applied foliarly, which is SFR. We had indazaflam in the granular formulation, which is Spectacle G, in combination with glyphosate. That will be designated SGR. And also Spectacle Total, which is the formulation of indazaflam and the non-selective herbicides Diaquat and glyphosate. So after the initial application, these plots were assessed monthly for percent visual injury. Both sites were harvested in August of this year, at which point dry matter yields were collected. The data was analyzed under PROC-GLIMIX, and means were separated by adjusted 95% confidence intervals. So let's take a look at the wiregrass study first. The picture you see in the background is a picture of the non-treated check. This picture was taken on August 14th, which is the day of harvest. All the pictures that you'll see in the future with this wiregrass study were all taken at the same date, the August 14th date. And once again, this was at the preserved golf course. The slide you're looking at here is dry weight yields. And let me take a minute, we'll set up this graph because you'll see this graph throughout the remainder of this talk. On the y-axis, for the dry weight yields, you're looking at percent dry weight reductions relative to the non-treated mean. You'll see visual percent injury soon, and so that will be on the y-axis for those graphs, will be percent visual injury from a 0 to 100 scale. Along the x-axis, we're looking at the treatments. Once again, we had our non-treated check. We had our indazoflam as a standalone product applied foliarly. We had indazoflam in combination with glyphosate. We had the granular application of indazoflam applied with glyphosate, and then the spectacle total, which is the three-way formulation of indazoflam, diquat, and glyphosate. Put this slide on here to say this is a little bit to our surprise. Dry weight yields really did not give us the picture that we were seeing with percent injury. And as we kind of thought about this, and if you noticed in the previous slide, specifically in this wiregrass study, we had a lot of variability within the experimental units. It wasn't a homogeneous stand of wiregrass. So I think what we saw was some variance in just the plant material within the experimental unit. And then I'll show some pictures here very soon. Even though these wiregrass plants essentially were completely killed and they still had quite a bit of biomass. So dry weight yields, I think what we learned in this study was not the particular way in which we're going to move forward in analyzing this data. So for the sake of this morning, what I really want to look at is percent visual injury. What we noticed when we analyzed this data, we had a significant interaction between treatment and timing. So we're going to look at each individual timing with these different grasses. Here we're looking at the dormancy application. Once again, you have that percent visual injury along your y-axis. You can see here, which at first was a bit surprising, we did have some injury with some of these applications. The thing about this, that the wiregrass, which you didn't see in the picture, was at application in the dormancy time period, because it was in a coastal region, we weren't completely dormant, so we did get some interaction with the non-selectives on there. But I think of most interest in this slide is the difference between the granular indazoflam with glyphosate and the liquid indazoflam, the difference in injury we have here. At first, I kind of thought maybe we had some lodging of these granules inside the auricles, and maybe that granular product was causing some issues. But as you think about it, the foliar was applied over the top as well. So I don't have a particular answer as to why this was occurring. This is something that we're going to look at in the future to see maybe the interaction between liquid and granular indazoflam within these native systems, and we'll move some things into the greenhouse. But these pictures, I think, show exactly what we were seeing. Just to set this up at the top left, you're looking at the indazoflam alone as a standalone product. The right-hand side is the indazoflam with Roundup in the liquid. You have the spectacle G, the granular, in your bottom left, and then the spectacle total. And you can see that in this picture, we do have quite a bit of injury. And as I spoke earlier, a reason why we think we saw the correlation with this dry weight yield, as you can tell, you've got quite a bit of injury, but we still had quite a bit of biomass hanging around, which made it difficult to say what was injured and what was not injured. So now we're looking at the spring applied application. and here, I think what you would expect, this application, first of all, was applied on March 6th. And what you would expect, I think, with a glyphosate applied product, as you started to get green up and growth within this grass, we started to see damage within these systems. As you can see here, the spring application, we had greater than 55% injury with any indazoflam product that was in combination with a non-selective herbicide, which shouldn't be of much surprise. Once again, these pictures show the damage that we had with these three products that contained glyphosate compared to the spectacle flow. In the summer application, that damage increased up to 100%. So we had pretty much complete injury with anything that had glyphosate in it. But something of interest that we noticed with the wiregrass study was a trend between the three different timings. This indazoflam applied as a standalone product had on average less than 5% injury, which I think maybe shows us that there is some possible utility of indazoflam in this in a wiregrass system. And once again, these pictures show you again the amount of damage that we had. And here's that indazoflam, just a pot alone. As you can see, we have a nice stand of wiregrass. So now we'll look at the Indian grass study. Once again, this background picture is going to serve as our non-treated check. This picture was taken on August 4th, which is the day of harvest. And all the future pictures that we look at within this Indian grass system, Indian grass slides, was taken at the same date. This application, dormancy application for the Indian grass, was applied at March 3rd. This was basically applied to bare soil. There was no active growing tissue. And I think what we see is that, you know, we really didn't have much injury impact from any of these treatments. You do have some elevated treatment injury with this formulation of indazoflam with diaquat, but overall we're looking at minimal injury compared to the non-treated check. And as you can see, I think these pictures show that we didn't have much injury with the dormant application. So looking at the spring application, we basically saw the same thing that we saw within the wiregrass system, which once again makes sense. As we started to apply these glyphosate products in combination with indazoflam, we started to see injury to these plants. In this particular study, applied on March 30th, we're looking at a rating date of August the 4th. We had a greater than 65% injury with these applications that contain glyphosate compared to the non-treated check. And you can see here in this picture in your bottom right-hand corner, we had actual almost complete stand collapse with the spectacle total application. Summer application, just as we saw with the wiregrass, we had up to 100% injury with these glyphosate applications. Unlike the wiregrass study, what we noticed, the trend within the three different timings with Indian grass was that this standalone indazoflam product, we had about, on average, about 30% injury, which is a bit higher than probably what we would consider reasonable within a system. So that shows us maybe there is some interaction there within the Indian grass system with indazoflam. And these pictures, once again, show us, as you can see, we had pretty much anything that had glyphosate, you had complete canopy collapse. And you did have some reduction here within the indazoflam alone system. So in concluding, this first year study, I think what we've seen is that the indazoflam may have some utility within a native warm season grass systems. And as we'd expect, any applications with indazoflam with non-selectives need to be made to dormant plant material. And this is an ongoing study, so that we're going to replicate this again next year to look at this. We're also going to come back and look at these particular plots in the summer to see if we had any sort of long-term effects with indazoflam on these systems, see what kind of regeneration we have. We're also going to move this part of this study into the greenhouse to compare the indazoflam as a liquid and granular alone to see what sort of interactions we have with the foliar as well as a granular applied to the leaf as well as to soil. And I think as we've seen with the wiregrass having some lower injury and Indian grass a little more elevated injury, we'd like to also broaden our range over time with native grasses to see whether native grasses may or may not have injury within with use of indazoflam. And that's all I have. Questions? Yes, ma'am. Good question, and I think it's part of what we're going to move to do in this next year is with the greenhouse study as well, is look at newer, younger plants as well. I don't have a specific answer to that. Yes, sir. Yes, well, the question was, what were the rates of the diquat? Drawing a blank right now, I'm sorry. I can get back with you after that. I do have it written somewhere. I'm just drawing a blank right now. I apologize.